Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying calm conditions, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, an IDF soldier was killed in a drone attack in southern Lebanon. This comes as Israel and Hezbollah exchange fire and accusations. Also, JNS reports that Sergeant Idan Fuchs, 19, is the third soldier killed during a fragile ceasefire in the region. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu met with Christians serving in the IDF amid ongoing controversy regarding Lebanese Christians. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier that Iran's president stated Iran will not negotiate under threat or blockade. This comes as Netanyahu faces health concerns. And finally, the Israeli public broadcaster Kan reports that Netanyahu was diagnosed with prostate cancer 6 months ago. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein, a commentator, posted minutes ago that Iran's government's missile focus leaves domestic issues unresolved, hinting at challenges for talks with the U.S. Osint 613, an intelligence analyst, shared a clip from Nora O'Donnell questioning Trump about a controversial manifesto. The interaction has sparked conversation. CENTCOM posted earlier today that U.S. forces are enforcing a blockade on Iranian ports, redirecting 38 ships so far. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports an IDF soldier died and six others are injured following a Hezbollah drone strike. This event heightens tensions in the Israeli-declared security zone. The strike comes as Netanyahu accuses Hezbollah of undermining the ceasefire. This escalation risks further destabilizing the region and increasing civilian fears. Turning to Netanyahu's meeting with Christian IDF soldiers, the Jerusalem Post highlights that this meeting occurs amid criticism over the treatment of Lebanese Christians. Netanyahu emphasized the importance of Christian soldiers within the IDF. This gesture seeks to strengthen ties with Christian communities during a sensitive period. Meanwhile, Iran's stance against negotiations under duress adds a layer of complexity to regional diplomacy, as reported by I-24 News. The Iranian president's warning suggests a stalemate in diplomatic talks. This stalemate could prolong tensions and impact regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports Roni Zahavi of Haibob is pushing back against competitors' claims about his company's stance on sensitive issues. Zahavi is unveiling a new business model to navigate the evolving tech landscape. Separately, Ynet Business discusses Israel's efforts to advance the IMEC trade corridor. This plan aims to bypass the Strait of Hormuz amid rising tensions with Iran, yet challenges from Saudi Arabia and recent conflicts complicate progress. And finally, CTEC explores how Israeli startups are thriving despite wartime disruptions. Calculist's list showcases a sector that continues to scale amidst extraordinary constraints, highlighting resilience in innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.